go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who will promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Melt back into the night, babe. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone to pick you up every time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come every time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 73. And tonight's a special episode. Today we're going to be talking about regrets. Just all, you know, towards the end of the year, you know, most of these gaming websites and podcasts and vlogs, they all talk about, oh, game of the year. This is game of the year. I don't do fucking game of the year because it's ridiculous. Number one, I didn't play every fucking game that came out this year. Number two, a lot of the shit I played didn't fucking come out this year. I'll play whatever, whenever I feel like it. So, fuck your time constraints and your fucking back padding, your fucking awards and all that shit. Fuck you. It's fucking some game awards. Some shit happened. Cover that real quick before we even get into the regrets. It's whatever. Those fucking game awards. I don't know. They were fucking like Spike TV game awards or whatever. I never watched them. I don't know. They seem fucking retarded. And then it turned into something else. And who knows? Now it's just called like the Game Awards or something. And they fucking, I don't know, give out a... I don't know who the fuck votes for him, but it's like, oh, these are the best games of blah, 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 and here's some fucking whatever industry fucking circle jerk, and nobody seems to care. But I saw it, like, briefly, like, oh, these are the fucking winners of every category, and, you know, won pretty much the exact games you thought would win, pretty much, if you fucking follow any of those other sites and hear them fucking jerking each other off. The ones that you thought won, yeah, the Game Awards report, the games you thought won, those ones are the ones that won. Grunt Free Press, number one. Regrets. What I regret is fucking making a Japanese PlayStation account. Grunt Free Press, number one. So I did that a while ago, like a fucking year or so ago. I think fucking trying to get Dead or Alive or some shit. Ultimate. Fucking whatever the fuck. The beach volleyball game. I was like, oh, let's fucking make a Japanese account, and fucking I heard, like, oh, I can get, like, all these fucking old arcade games and all that shit, and, I follow the fucking YouTube video to do it, and whatever, I can't speak Japanese, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. I mean, yeah, again, I'd fucking, like, oh, you know, get all these fucking Japan-only games. I mean, they had, it's like, oh, you know, I was looking at the store, I'm like, oh, you know, they have a fucking... bunch of like old arcade games and shit that don't fucking, you know, that weren't released over here. A lot of them did eventually release over here anyway, so that was like a year ago, and I don't think I ended up actually buying anything on my fucking Japanese fucking PlayStation account. So turns out, yeah, I don't really care that much about fucking having old Japanese fucking arcade games on my PS4. They were like fucking like charging like 10 like US dollars, you know what I mean, a fucking game anyway, and you have to go through the whole process of buying like a, you know, Japanese fucking whatever PlayStation account money. I mean, I guess it'd be fucking money, but you buy like one of those prepaid cards from like another site and fucking put it on your account, and just like looking at that, I mean, the fucking hassle of doing that versus fucking like, oh, having like an old arcade game in Japanese that I wasn't gonna be able to fucking read most of the time, and just like fucking like, I don't know. And then I'm like fucking, oh, I could just do all the get fucking MAME like I did, and fucking, you know what I mean, and just not have it on my PS4, you know what I mean, fucking just have it like fucking everything right there for free. And use an arcade stick and not buy a fucking separate PS4 fucking an arcade stick or whatever. I mean, just fucking the convenience of having everything right there on my fucking computer for free kind of outweighed the fucking hassle of fucking like, oh, isn't this like some neat novelty that I have Japanese shit? And no, I don't know. But the only good thing about having the second account is that, you know, I did use it to like do some fucked up shit as far as like saving and like sharing between the two accounts to get screenshots off my PS4 and into my computer and whatever, and I had to do that to be able to put up fucking pitches on the site for games I review. That was the one good thing, and I forget what the deal was with that. For trying, I haven't done it in a while. I'm fucking turning my PS4 in fucking forever, but I was just about to fucking like send a message to myself, fucking one account to the other, then fucking email it to, you know what I mean, email it to the fucking PlayStation app on my phone or something fucking ridiculous. I mean, it's been a while, but it's a fucking pain in the ass. I remember that. Having to do, you know, I had to fucking download the mobile app and like all this shit just to try to get it to somewhere I could just access it. As I come to think about it, I mean, maybe I fucking, yeah, I was just fucking like, maybe I kind of regret buying a fucking PS4 altogether, to be honest, and I'm fucking, yeah, I haven't fucking turned it on in like a year, you know what I mean, whenever Uncharted came out, I was like, ah, turn it on, play Uncharted for a fucking weekend, and like, and now what do I do with it? Same with the Xbox. We just played my fucking Xbox for like a couple years straight. You know what I mean? Until I get a fucking PC, but whatever. All right, this isn't a fucking whatever. Go buy a fucking whatever PC talk. Yeah, I mean, I just keep getting these fucking emails from PlayStation, and, you know, in Japanese, like, the emails are all in fucking Japanese, so I don't know what the fuck they are, but just a bunch of fucking emails I keep getting, and they're probably just saying, like, oh, hey, you know, this is on sale, and fucking buy this, like, the usual fucking spam garbage you get for having a fucking PlayStation account, or any account, and fucking, oh, hey, you know, fucking Steam sales, and blah, 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 and all that bullshit, and probably the same shit, but who knows? I mean, it could be my fucking, oh yeah, your Japanese fucking profile got hacked, and, you know, they found out it's from a fucking US PlayStation. Now the fucking Yakuza are on the way to cut off my fucking fingers for, lying about living in Japan. Like, who knows? I don't think I even fucking tied a credit card to that account, so I don't really care, to be honest with you, but whatever. Hopefully nobody fucking hacked. I just got all the grunt-free press, too. So nobody hacked that. But speaking of Japan, more Capcom games this week. So buckle in. They put up a Resident Evil 5 review. That's done up on gruntfreepress.com. So that's the thing I did. And then I started playing Resident Evil 6, which I'll get to later. But first, I went through all of the Mega Man games, fucking one through six anyway, that were in the my little Mega Man journey I took on the Legacy Collection. So buckle in for that too. You know, as I said, it's a show about regrets. You might regret hitting the play button if you don't care about Mega Man or Capcom games in general. I don't know why anybody would hate fucking Capcom games. Just thinking about it, they do some quality work over there. There's a cashing right in my signature on my check right now. They're pretty good. Mega Man 5, and there's fucking more Mega Man. Pretty much, that should be the subtitle. Mega Man 5, : more Mega Man. It's just, you know, the same basic fucking structure for all six of the fucking games that are on that collection. You just fucking notice. I mean, you know, no real surprises for fucking five there. And what is interesting though is you see the fucking as you're playing through them, as you play through fucking one through six, which I don't fucking recommend doing that. Like, I don't recommend doing what I did. It's just fucking towards the end, I'm like, dude, this is really just, you know, a lot of the same stuff over and over. I mean, the levels are different, but it's just fucking the same, like, structure, fucking six times in a row type of deal. I mean, I did fucking mix it up with other shit, but can get burnt out on that. Just saying. But it's just, I'm just going through them like that. I mean, you see, like, all the fucking, like, the additions they're making as it goes on, like, little tweaks and changes. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool, just from, like, you know, an academic standpoint, like me. And, you know, if you're a game historian, like I am, it's pretty cool to see. It's, you know, as the numbers get higher, you know, the fucking, the fucking, you know, as the numbers, the sequel numbers go up, and the fucking, you know, the release dates get later, and fucking, you know, coming out later on the fucking NES. I mean, you can see, you can just see how they're getting more familiar with the hardware, fucking programming on the NES and shit, and just, all the graphics are getting more crisp. I mean, there's less flicker and all that shit, and the good old NES flicker, or you hit somebody, whatever, you fucking, too much shit going on the screen, and it's supposed to be like a flashing effect, or like whatever, just like a glitch where fucking shit just like disappears for a second, then comes back. And even, like, you know, UI shit, like fucking, like, oh, you know, they make the menus look a little bit cleaner, and just, it's faster to, you know, trying to select your boss weapons and shit to fight, and it's, you know, to fucking, you know, switch to fucking, you know, the boss weapons you collect, or like whatever your abilities and all that. It's just fucking, like, it's easier. You just went from, like, fucking, like, a pain in the ass, like, pause and fucking, like, all, you know, real slow to get to it, to it's fucking like, oh, it always has a menu, you see everything right there, and, you know, you're not going to next and going to fucking, like, you know, another page of shit, like, everything's, like, right there. So yeah, it's a pretty cool collection from that perspective, from like the historical fucking evolution of games perspective. If you're a nerd like I am, but part five in general, I mean, then again, seeing these like additions and like what's going into them, they're trying to add more. You know what I mean? Fucking like whatever, just. So five, it seems like they're focusing more on fucking like story, like they're adding like a pretty long story for a fucking NES fucking action game anyway. I mean, it's as silly as that fucking sounds by fucking modern standards. You look at it and you're like, what the fuck is this? It's a fucking like platform where you shoot shit and, there's probably fucking more text in the transition from fucking going from like there's two castles and that. I mean, you go from fucking like Proto Man's castle to fucking Wily's castle, and they gave you like a little explanation, like a story fucking dump before before that, and it's just fucking like there's probably more in there, more text in there that one little transition than there is in the entire series. Like before that, like if you combine all the fucking story text, it's like fucking like four paragraphs of fucking text, and it's the NES fucking, you gotta wait for it to go across the screen, and then fucking like wait, and then fucking like switches over to the fucking doing it again. Like does that for like four fucking screens. It's just funny that I was as even getting pissed at that, you know what I mean? Like fucking that little bit. No, it's probably like fucking 20 seconds or so. Just like, oh come on, what is this fucking? What is this, a fucking movie or a game? What am I doing here? Fucking. It's fucking ruining games already. It's goddamn cinematic bullshit. Just fucking like for a fucking Mega Man game, it's a fucking eternity watching that shit for like fucking 15, 20 seconds. It's like, dude, come on, let's go. Yeah, I mean, then there's fucking a few little sections where they take control away from you, like you're running and jumping, you're getting on or you're getting off a fucking jet ski, and the game just fucking takes control and just fucking does it for you, and or there's a boss that takes as soon as you go into the boss room, he hits you and he takes you down to like one pip of life, and then Proto Man shows up and he helps you out, and it plays out like a cutscene where you have no control over it, and just, so that shit's been around for a while, I guess. It's fucking, it's like, hey, it is, again, it's not by fucking today's standards, it's not that much, but back then it's fucking like, oh, it's almost like here's like a cutscene that fucking, ooh, wow, look, the game's took control away from me, wow, must have been kind of exciting back then. But doing that a couple times, I'm like, fucking, can I just like skip this? Like, what I mean? Is there like a skip cutscene button again? Like the second or third time you're doing it, it's just like, dude, fucking, I have to keep watching this, whatever. And again, it's probably like fucking five seconds at the most, but it's just like, dude, like, I just want to get in there and fight the boss. I want to watch this fucking cutscene again. And that's an issue that's still pretty relevant today. So there. As funny as that sounds, I don't think there is a skip cutscene button. I tried four of the fucking buttons in the game, and none of them skipped it. So, but for five at least, it seems like they've learned a lot from fucking part four, which I talked about before, and they got smart about that E-tank fucking placement, and there's even a few spots where they'll give you a tank at the very start of the level, like, here's a fucking E-tank, then there's a fucking spikes on the fucking next screen from that, so you can fucking just, that'll kill you in, like, one hit, so it's basically making, like, fucking, like, hey, if you get to this point, you need fucking E-tanks, you want to fucking, max them out, or, like, at least stock up a little bit, it's fucking, like, here you go, here's a fucking place to do it, grab a tank, fucking, then fucking kill yourself, and... I mean, again, playing on the fucking Legacy Collection, it'd be even easier just to fucking, stock up, then fucking save the game when you're fucking full, and then reload if you, if you end up fucking wasting them. But again, I'm not a fucking save scum and pussy fucking piece of shit, so I didn't do that. So there you go. Then in five, they also introduce M tanks, which fill up your health and all your weapons. So. That's pretty cool, and they don't fucking respawn, so you can't really Like, they don't just, like, you can't grind for those. I mean, they're supposed to be like, it's not even a big deal. I mean, fucking whenever you fucking die, you fucking fill up your weapons anyway, but it's just like, ah, it's almost like a separate fucking E-tank, and plus if you, I don't know, end up in a fucking, like, whatever, two-stage boss fight or something, you end up fucking, like, wasting all your fucking boss weapons trying to figure out what the fuck he's weak against, and it's fucking like, ah, oh, you know, I can use against him, I already wasted, and I'm fucking low on health. Like, it's pretty much like an oh shit button, you know, if you're really fucked, you know, it's fucking just, I need more than a fucking E-tank, I'm fucked in a couple ways, you can just pop it, so, there you go. And there's fucking, there's also letters scattered around the fucking level that spell out, like, Mega Man 5, that is, like, in kind of, like, hard to reach places, or fucking you gotta go off to, like, a secret little paths, or, like, whatever. So they spell out Mega Man 5, and fucking if you get them, and what happens if you collect them all? I have no clue. I didn't fucking do it. So, there you go. Pro tips. Mega Man 5 pro tips. But probably the best part of fucking Mega Man 5 is there's a boss called Napalm Man. And really nothing special as far as the bosses goes. I mean, he's pretty standard. I mean, fucking, again, he fucking, in this one, it's fucking like, all the bosses pretty much fucking have their, you know, projectiles. They fucking fire at you and they try to fucking, like, rush in on you. And you just gotta try to find, like, medium range and, Napalm Man, you use the crystal eye if you have it, but he's pretty easy to beat even without it, even with your standard fucking charge up blaster, like, whatever. Yeah, the amazing thing is, I mean, you beat him and you get his weapon. It's called the fucking the Napalm Bomb, Napalm Man, fucking Napalm Bomb. But there's not enough room in the selection screen to spell the whole thing out. You know, when you fucking pick in the start screen, where you can pick fucking pause screen, where you can pick your fucking all those weapons. They can't spell out Napalm Bomb. So they shorten it. And they do that with a lot of the boss weapons that fucking have long names. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't know what the fuck it is. So Napalm Bomb just becomes N-Bomb. So, I mean, you can equip it, and Mega Man runs around dropping fucking N-bombs all over the place, and it's honestly not a very good weapon. I mean, I don't think I used it at all, really. I mean, it's fucked around with it to see what it did, and I don't think I even found any fucking bosses that were weak to it, or, you know, again, any other real use to it, period, but... You know, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, how effective is just running around saying fucking nigger over and over again? What are you going to do with that? I mean, the voice sample is pretty good anyway for a fucking NES game. The digitized voice is pretty clear. You can hear him saying nigger pretty well. Well, let's take a break from Capcom Games for a second and talk about some news. Or... More specifically, the lack of news. I mean, there really isn't a whole lot, which is, it's kind of odd. I mean, kind of, but not really, I guess. It's like one of those things, it's like, fucking, hey, we're fucking month away from Christmas, and you figure it should be fucking prime time for games coverage and fucking reviews and fucking releases and fucking walkthroughs and all that shit. I'm just fucking, it's like, oh, hey, look, all this shit, fucking, here's all whatever, fucking, I don't know. Should be fucking prime time for all news fucking outlets should be fucking going full steam, but all the fucking sites are fucking, like, dead. I'm just fucking like, what's going on fucking in the news, and there's just nothing, and, you know, you get the fucking, you know, occasional fucking leak here and there, and, the newest one was, Capcom, or Marvel versus fucking Capcom 4 should be coming out fucking next year. That was the leak, and turned out to be true. And okay, I promise not to talk about fucking Capcom. That's more Capcom, but fucking whatever. Marvel versus Capcom is fucking great. And I'll talk about that later. We get to that. There, I guess there were actually, it wasn't so much news as a press conference, but whatever. But I mean, other than that, it's just like these gaming fucking journalists. They don't seem to know what the fuck to do. I mean, they tried going the fucking the tabloid fucking route of, you know, clickbait, and I mean, they still do, obviously. But No, they tried going, you know, doing that. Tried going the fucking political route and fucking, you know, and then they, you know, get caught being fucking corrupt. I mean, fucking being fucking incestuous fucking pieces of shit and tried attacking their fucking readers to get fucking, you know, again, they just tried looking at all the other garbage fucking journalists out there in other fields and try copying all them. And I think just by doing that, I mean, they fucking lost their credibility and fucking integrity, and now they're fucking dying to fucking, there's the whole fucking, like, whatever, just going to a gaming website. I mean, I just think, like, that in general, why the fuck would somebody build a gaming website now? That'd be pretty stupid. GrunfreePress.com. But I mean, it's just all these fucking, you know, all these fucking old school, like, established fucking gaming websites that you'd go to get all your fucking news and all that shit. Just, you know, they're all fucking dying to fucking YouTube and Twitch and, even the ones that are there have been there. Fucking, you know, they bring in all these young people to fucking come in and, oh, you know, our fucking, oh, must be fucking losing readers or fucking whatever, watchers or whatever the fuck, just cause, you know, I've had the same people on, and they're fucking, oh, maybe they're out of touch, so you bring in, you know, they try bringing fucking younger people in to fucking get the kids on board, and even them, they just end up fucking abandoning ship to fucking start their own fucking personal channels and fucking, you know, do their own Patreons and shit. I just don't know, it's fucking, you know, the site seem fucking lost, like the gaming websites. Still don't seem to know, like, what to do. Like, fucking, it's like, ah, why is everyone leaving? You know, we tried all this shit to fucking, you know, we tried insulting you, and we tried fucking being fucking pieces of shit, and fucking, well, where's everyone going, you know? Which is why I don't fucking, you know, I'm not shocked that nobody fucking listens to this or read this. It's fucking like, ah, I'm a fucking, you know, real piece of shit. Where is it? How come nobody likes me? Oh, yeah, I expect that. But, now I'm not saying I'm fucking any better. I don't think I've even written a fucking, an editorial at all since I fucking started doing the site, like, whatever, a year and a half ago or whatever. Well, I mean, that's mostly just because I get my ranting and my bullshit out of the way here. I mean, in the fucking podcast, I was fucking like, ah, you know, I was fucking, you know, have an idea forming in my head, and, you know, I could fucking, oh, you know, not talk about it or, like, whatever for until I sit there and fucking, you know, write out a fucking outline and fucking figure out what I really want to say and, like, whatever, and fucking structure it to be, like, whatever. Or I could just come on here and just fucking tell them, verbal diarrhea is fucking, just, it just seems like the way to go for me. A little therapeutic, you know. And again, I'll say it's fucking just easier than fucking, like, trying to write out a fucking well thought out editorial or some shit. Why would I? Would I just fucking do this? But, you know, like, fucking, and again, I don't give a shit. So you have that too. My stocks are plummeting. You know, but I get, like, I don't know, like, fucking 75% or so of the fucking, the news on these fucking gaming websites have nothing to do with fucking games at all, like, anymore. It's all fucking, it's TVs, fucking movies, fucking, you know, faggot anime and comic books and shit. And fucking, like, it's like, hey, I like a lot of that shit too, but it's fucking like, hey, if I'm gonna, you know, again, I said on my site, it's like, I started doing, like, if I'm going to take the time, you know, I fucking watch TV and fucking, like, you know, movies and shit. It's fucking, like, I tried doing that. It's fucking like, I can cover that too. But then fucking the more I'm like, I'm trying to, like, pare that down. You know what I mean? Less of that and more if I'm going to be a fucking gaming site and talk about games. You know what I mean? Fucking probably focus more on games. But, oh, yeah, you know, maybe, I guess there's only so many fucking articles you can write about fucking how sexist and racist we all are until, you know, you kind of burn yourself out and the fucking audience tells you to go fuck yourself again. It's just kind of, that's kind of a global message, I think, beyond even just the gaming websites. But I mean, I'm not fucking complaining. I mean, fucking good riddance to that fucking, you know, that brainwashing propaganda shit, but, you know, it just seems like now they're fucking, like, clueless. I mean, it's just, like, skeletons of fucking websites posting fucking skeletons of articles. And, again, I want to say, like, oh, you know, they're finally fucking dying. But, you know, I just don't know if I'm, like, happy about it. You know, I mean, it's not what I want. I don't want fucking, like, I'd love to go to fucking good fucking gaming sites and shit and get news and fucking read articles and all that. I'd love that, but you know, where you can get some fucking information and fucking history and fucking entertainment and just, you know, just all that, just minus the fucking trendy fucking California fucking political pussy fucking garbage, you know what I mean? And I don't know where that is. And just honestly, the fucking, the best articles I've been reading are the fucking, the blogs over at fucking CD Keys. And no, that seems to be pretty fucked up. I mean, when a fucking, you know, a key site that fucking sells, like, fucking, you know, resells fucking keys for cheap, they're, whoever the fuck writes their blogs, you know what I mean? Whoever just is fucking like, I'm bored, I'm gonna fucking make, like, a top 10 list, or fucking, you know, write some article about, like, whatever. And it's usually about fucking older games, too, or just fucking, like, whatever. Or they do, like, previews. It's obviously just fucking somebody or, you know, a couple people just like, fucking, ah, I'll shit this out. Pretty much like what I do. Again, so it's fucking, you get CD Keys blog and fucking, like, gruntfreepress.com. I mean, without fucking, like, irony or being a dick, is fucking, like, oh, it's, those are the best fucking sites that I know that if I can go to just fucking go and read about games and shit. And again, it's not, I'm not me fucking bragging or being fucking happy about it. And it's just fucking, just like, dude, that's fucking sad. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, everything else is fucking garbage. And I mean, if you don't get the fucking, didn't get the joke, I mean, it's like, dude, I don't want my fucking site to be like a top tier fucking gaming site. Like, you know, it's just completely fucking half-assed me fucking around being, you know, I'm a fucking moron, you know what I mean? I shouldn't feel like I'm fucking punching down to fucking IGN and shit. I'm just like, dude, you guys suck. Like, dude, like, what are you guys doing? And it's just like, dude, but I'm starting to, I'm just like, hey, you know, this fucking article is fucking half asleep and I fucking wrote this fucking review and this fucking shit out real quick just to fucking fill up space on my site. Like, this is probably better. I have more fun rereading what I wrote, you know what I mean, than fucking, like, whatever the fuck you're putting up or your garbage. And I will call it one thing that gave me some fucking hope that I read this week anyway, as far as fucking gaming sites go. It comes from Jeff Cork over at Game Informer. And that guy's been around fucking forever. He's been fucking, I don't even know how long, fucking as long as I remember. Game Informer and shit, fucking, or paying attention to fucking who's writing what at fucking, you know, gaming sites. But yeah, he's been there fucking forever. He seems like, you know, he's on a lot of the fucking whatever their replays that I've talked about a couple times, the Game Informer fucking replays and fucking Super Replays. A lot of them are fucking really funny. But yeah, Jeff Cork's been around fucking forever. He seems like a fucking, you know, decent human being. I mean, he fucking, he even survived the fucking tyranny of Mike Futter's fucking news fucking fascism. So that says a lot about his character. You know, he stuck around through that. And there's an article he wrote, yeah, fucking like this week, as fucking on again GameInformer.com about Universal Studios teaming up with Nintendo to make Nintendo themed theme parks. And, you know, this fucking, you know, this, you know, whatever, like a fucking Six Flags, like whatever, only it's all going to be fucking Nintendo themed. And, yeah, there's still a ways out. I mean, they've been, you know, and Universal and fucking Nintendo, they've been making these fucking vague statements about, you know, the parks and like, oh, you know, they're going to be like interactive. They're, you know, for all ages fun, like whatever. Put out a video of fucking Shigeru Miyamoto fucking talking about him and all that shit. And so, Jeff Cork wrote a fucking article about it, and, you know, other sites did this too, you know. Which I must put out like a fucking press release or some shit, so all the fucking sites pick it up, as, you know, and they're writing the same articles and all that. And just fucking, you know, the headline in fucking Game Informer is just fucking, it just says, Nintendo Universal theme parks designed to be fun. And, like, that's it. Just fucking, I don't know, just fucking, fucking bravo. I mean, that's fucking onion level fucking brilliance. Just fucking, just the simplicity, just fucking, just how ridiculous this is. It's just really good. Then fucking you know, he writes the fucking article or whatever, and then in the editorial section of it, you know, the one started by fucking Mike Futter, I mean, to fucking, you know, put all your editorial shit here. And even though Mike Futter would put all the shit in the article anyway, then fucking just repeat the same bullshit there. But yeah, so in the fucking editorial section, just fucking It just says fucking as a person who enjoys having fun, this sounds like it's in my wheelhouse. I only hope that it's a manageable amount of fun and not so much fun that I become a husk of a person after leaving. It's just like that's how I read that. It's just fucking like, this is dumb and this is fucking awesome, and that's how you fucking do it. I mean, yeah, you deserve a fucking Nobel fucking Peace Prize, and it's like the rare piece of fucking legit fucking journalism, game journalism, or any journalism really left in the world, you know. Besides Grunt Free Press, of course, but it's just fucking, I read that, I'm like, dude, that's just like a dumb fucking article. That's pretty good, pretty funny. I don't know if that translated to fucking me telling you about reading something, but it was pretty funny. It fucking made my day, so congratulations. And I'm gonna take a break because I can. And continuing to listen to the Grunt Free Press podcast for some reason. Yeah, it's fucking real quick. Snows. I was playing some fucking Battlefield 1 earlier, fucking before I went to sleep last night. I played a lot. I think I put like fucking, like, I don't know, like 60 hours into it or something. I played quite a bit of it. And it's a good game. I mean, I've liked playing it, but I've just gotten to that point. I mean, I don't know if I even fucking talked about this before. It's kind of off the top of my ass. But, I played to that point where it's just fucking, like, you know, I'm pretty sure I talked about this before, but I love fucking, like, when I play multiplayer games, my favorite part of it is fucking just, like, getting into it and, like, learning. You know, when you're learning how to play a fucking, you know, online fucking shooter or whatever, and the best part for me is you're learning how to play it and fucking, like, all right, this is how these fucking guns work, this is how the fucking, you know, the game type works, like, whatever. Like, that's fun, because, you know, I get fucking, like, frustrated. Like, you know, like, at that point where it's like, okay, well, I understand this now, and now it's fucking just a matter of, you know, executing shit and fucking, like, you know what I mean? Just not really, you know, so much focused on fucking, like, you know, your skill is fucking, like, oh, you know, if you get killed or, like, whatever, you just, you know, you have to take the time to think about, like, oh, why'd that happen? Why'd I fucking die? Like, whatever. Like, what could I have done better? Like, that type of shit. Like, that's, for me, like, that's, like, the peak, peak of playing like the online shooters. And yeah, I mean, that's usually like, fucking when a game's like brand new and it fucking first comes out, that's when I tend to like do the best. Like that's when I'll fucking, you know, I'll be like, you know, top of the fucking leaderboard, like when everybody else is learning that too. Because I, you know, I tend to, not to like toot my own horn or anything, but you know, I tend to fucking like pick up on that shit pretty quick, just because I've played a lot of fucking games in my life. But just, you know, I seem to like, you know, I can pick up, okay, well, this is kind of similar to this, and okay, I can adjust this, and fucking I'm good. I mean, I'm good at fucking picking up like shit pretty fast as far as games go, just because I, again, just from playing fucking games for so long, just fucking like, all right, well, this is similar to this, this is similar to the fucking the other game, and fucking like, okay, well, I gotta do this different, and oh, that's cool, this is different, so I gotta fucking figure that out. And yeah, so I'm past that point now of fucking Battlefield, or after I played it for like fucking 60 hours or whatever, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, now I'm to the point where it's just like, dude, like, fuck, you know what I mean? Everybody else, you know, it comes down to just fucking like pure, like fucking like Twitch, like skill and all that. It's like fucking, I'm fucking old, I'm fucking slow. And again, I'm playing a fucking controller against PC people, or playing on fucking mouse and keyboard, which is fucking like, you know, just getting fucking like, and I'm starting to be like, fucking, for the most part, I'm fucking playing like, ah, oh, fuck you, dude, like, fuck you, you know what I mean? Like, people are just being like cheap pieces of shit, and fucking just like, dude, like, getting frustrated. It's still, again, it's still fucking fun, don't take this the wrong way, fucking like, oh, fucking, oh, this game's, Battlefield's fucking fun and shit, but it's just fucking like, it's a lot of the time, like, dude, you fucking piece of shit, like, laying down, you know, laying down in a fucking, whatever, in a fucking building or some shit, and just fucking like waiting for people to like camping and all that shit. And again, I realize it's part of the game. I just fucking like, I can't do that. It's fucking, again, if I'm playing a fucking game, I got to be like moving and fucking hitting buttons and shit. I can't just fucking sit there and, you know, end up being the fucking like, oh, you know, oh, fucking, oh, that guy's fucking real good. Oh, he's fucking sitting there laying down and fucking prone in a fucking, you know, in tall grass and shit, dude. What a fucking, you know, what a fucking pro. You know, I get to that point where I just get mad and fucking like whatever. And like frustrated and shit, but I completely forget where the fuck I was going with this, but I did have a pretty good Battlefield 1 run fucking before. It's fucking, it's like, fuck, you know, everybody seems to fucking like snipe again. It's all fucking like huge maps. It's just like, it's at some point, it's fucking, you know, I'll snipe too. I'm just fucking like, all right, well, I'll play everything, you know what I mean? Just fucking, this just seems like it's such a fucking like easy choice to, again, just pick the sniper class and just fucking lay down somewhere and get a bunch of kills. But it's not a fucking team. I play Conquest, so it's not really a fucking team deathmatch. It's about fucking, you know, getting to the points and all that. But I mean, fucking, I was just getting like fucking frustrated to the point of like, why would I fucking not be a fucking sniper at this point in this fucking game? It's just fucking everywhere. Like, I can't fucking move. I just fucking spawn. I fucking die. Like, it just turns into fucking everybody laying down on the fucking ground like sniping, you know what I mean? Fucking why are these fucking other classes here, you know? When I was getting fucking super fucking frustrated and just fucking like, it's like, I could do that, but I'm not great at it, but I can do it, but it's just like, why bother doing anything else, really? But then I fucking, like, I just had like probably my best fucking game I've ever had. Like, fuck, I just fucking, I just jumped in a tank, and like, I'm like, ah, I'm okay at the tanks. Like, people seem to fucking murder me like real quick a lot of the time through other tanks, or, you know, people will fucking, I'll be an idiot and fucking run over a bunch of mines or like whatever, just like get caught up and four fucking people surrounding me throwing grenades. That happens a lot, but I just went on this fucking like nasty fucking just game. Like half the game is fucking in the same tank. It's going around fucking me and like one other person in there with me, like on the you know, in the fucking tank and just fucking, real good. I mean, just fucking, just, like 20, 30 fucking kills, just fucking like whatever, just fucking, you know, everybody's fucking laying down sniping. You just fucking roll right through and like, hey, there's a guy laying down on the ground. Just fucking, he can't do shit to you, but fucking boom, just fucking blow him the fuck up and just like move on to a fucking point. Sit there, you know, everyone's fucking, oh shit, fucking tank. I'm, you know, 8 fucking snipers. We can't really do nothing. Fucking try throwing grenades and fucking like, oh, got that point. It's going, it was really good. So this is one of the good enough that I fucking just like, I'm like, all right, I was going to keep playing, but I'm like, all right, I'm just going to, that's it. I'm not going to get any better than that. Fucking probably in a while. So just shut the game off now on a fucking good note. So that was my Battlefield story, I guess. Still pretty fun, but fucking Jesus Christ, the fucking snipers. Anyway, fucking the PlayStation experience that happened. Just a conference that fucking whatever PlayStation holds for their fans. They just pretty much show like trailers and I don't know if there's even a fucking press conference or whatever. Just I'll be honest, I didn't fucking watch it. You know, I didn't watch it. If there was a press conference, I didn't fucking watch it. Just because or any of it really. I watched a few fucking trailers, but just because fuck it. I mean, who has the time for that shit? And, as I do this bullshit longer, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like, it just seems fucking less relevant watching these fucking, these conferences and shit. Just, you know, just a bunch of fucking marketing bullshit, fucking CG trailers, fucking, you know, guys in suits fucking talking about how awesome their fucking company is and their fucking games are and shit. Just, I don't know, just fuck off, dude. You know, I'd rather fucking play games that are out now or older ones and talk about, you know, or talk about the ones that are like, hey, you know, I'm excited about this is fucking coming out in like a month or like whatever. Or, hey, here's some fucking relevant news that's not just fucking, you know, proof of concept fucking vertical slice fucking demo shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, this game looks like a game now and fucking like, it looks pretty cool or whatever. Oh, plus it's fucking PlayStation, so most of their shit's gonna be fucking delayed anyway, so who the fuck knows, and plus a lot of, I mean, fucking, put my fucking biases on the table, just fucking, you know, a lot of the fucking shit that comes out of PlayStation, I just don't give a fuck about, I mean, fucking, but, hey, that's just me, but, going down the fucking highlights, Uncharted, The Lost Legacy, which, from what I understand, it's a fucking standalone little fucking side story or some shit, and fucking it stars Chloe and whoever the fuck that black chick was from 4, Nadine, maybe that's it. Don't really care. I mean, maybe, I don't know how much it's gonna be or like whatever, but fucking just like, yeah, it's like, hey, a little mini fucking Uncharted side story, fucking like, okay, like fucking whatever. I mean, if I feel fucking ripped off paying fucking $60 playing for fucking Uncharted in the first place. I mean, it's just fucking just like so like linear. It's going to be more of that, just fucking even smaller and fucking, if it's like $5 or it's free or some shit on like PS Plus, maybe I'll check it out, but I don't know. Just fucking, okay. And then, Marvel versus Capcom, which I gotta cover up my feet. My footsies are getting cold. Just, Marvel vs. Capcom 4. It got leaked before, and then, it turns out it was true. Obviously, not really that big of a shock, but, it's called, Marvel vs. Capcom 4. It's actually called Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. I told you I'd get back to it, so here we go. There's honestly, you know, not too much to say about it from what I saw. I mean, it's just, I watched the trailer. I mean, it's fucking just all CG, no gameplay in there anyway. I don't know, I mean, they've been putting out, like, a couple other videos, so I fucking just kind of like, we'll check it out, and it's fucking, like, some of it seems like it might be gameplay, and I don't know. But, just the trailer from the PlayStation experience anyway, just shows Mega Man, fucking our old friend Mega Man, fighting Iron Man, fucking Captain Marvel, and then Ryu from fucking Street Fighter jumps in, and And not much there, though. I will say fucking Mega Man looks like fucking garbage when he's fucking, when they render him in like fucking, you know, glossy, like fucking, not realistic, I guess, but I mean, they do like the Pixar, like cartoon quality, like fucking 3D fucking animated. He looks fucking gross. Like fucking like that, like in fucking, you know, high resolution. It's pretty fucking creepy. It looks like a fucking sex doll or something. And, you know, after playing through all the fucking, you know, those six games, you know, the 8-bit games, I think he looks best there. I mean, fucking, it's just like, it's like, I like how he looked there, and fucking, trying to translate fucking, you know, the pixel art into anime trash, it's fucking, ill. I don't know. I mean, I realize that's kind of like what they were trying to do on the NES, but I think that the closer it gets to actually looking like fucking anime, the less I fucking like it. I mean, go figure. But anyway, fucking Marvel vs. Capcom 4, it comes out sometime next year. You know, again, I like fucking Marvel vs. Capcom a lot, so I'll keep my eye out on that one. So. Then you get the Wipeout collection coming to PS4. So yeah, just more remasters coming out. Three of the old Wipeout games redone. You can go rebuy them if you want. And yeah, they made a new Wipeout. That would have been pretty cool, but whatever. Then you get a Crash Bandicoot remastered. Pretty much the same thing there. Just, you know what I mean? Except I don't even want a fucking new Crash Bandicoot game, so I don't really give a fuck about it being remastered. So, a new game here. Knack 2. Seriously, fucking Knack 2. Not a joke. I mean, it is a joke, but, I mean, they're making a sequel to Knack, for real. Then Parappa the Rapper, remember that guy? Yep, he's getting remastered. There you go. And I hated that fucking game when it was new. And I realized it's fucking like, oh, it's like an early rhythm game and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, look, it's so Japanese quirky or whatever. And it's fucking rap and, fucking kill me. You know, we're fucking much better rhythm games fucking since then, or like whatever, comparatively, fucking Guitar Hero and fucking Rock Band, you know, remember those guys where you had fucking controllers designed to fucking play them and they had fucking good music, not like shitty fucking whatever the fuck that is, like shitty fucking Parappa rap and shit, and just fucking yeah, I mean, they put out new fucking Guitar Hero and fucking Rock Band, nobody gave a shit about that either, and fucking I give less of a shit about fucking a new Parappa the Rapper, and yeah, Parappa can fucking suck a dick. Then Gran Turismo Sport, which is, another racing game to fucking throw on the pile of fucking racing games that aren't named Forza, I guess, at this point, but, it looks good anyway, but I just don't know. I mean, I don't really even know what the fucking this one is exactly. Sport, I think it might not even be like a full game. It's a fucking like, it's like a bite-sized like demo. It's like the fucking, you know, buy this to fucking fund the real game type of thing. Like fucking Metal Gear Zero, fucking Gran Turismo Sport. I don't know, that type of deal. I don't know. If it was a full fucking game, maybe I'd check it out, but I don't think it is, so I'll hold off till there's a fucking number at the end of it, I guess. Then some fucking JRPG fucking garbage that I don't really give a fuck about, I'm not even going to talk about. Then Yakuza 0 and Yakuza 6, which we already knew about from fucking, I think it was Tokyo Game Show last year or this year. Yeah, I mean, they look okay, I guess. I'm not fucking, I've never played a Yakuza game, but just I'm not particularly excited for a fucking open world game. Fucking they look like they're fucking rotten with fucking quick time events and fucking mini games and shit. One of those things I'm like, it looks okay, and maybe if I'm like extremely fucking bored and fucking nothing else to do and fucking like nothing to play, you know, I guess I'll check out these Yakuza. Like that's the type of deal. Like fucking like it doesn't look bad, but it's whatever. And we got some Resident Evil 7 news that comes out next month, I think, January, I think the end of January. So, yeah, I mean, just fucking, like, it's, like at that point, it's quite a bit of fucking, like, oh, I'm fucking Resident Evil 7 this, and fucking, oh, here's a new fucking footage of, you know, 5 minutes of Resident Evil. It's like, it comes out in a fucking month. I've already fucking pre-ordered it at this point. I just, it's one of those deals, fucking, I don't even click on this shit. Like, I don't really pay attention to it. I already bought it and fucking, I'm on board for that. So at this point, it's fucking, don't give a fuck about your advertising. So, and then, Pyre, which is, a sports RPG thing from the people who made, Bastion and Transistor, two of the most grossly overrated indie games out there. Bastion was okay, but Transistor was fucking bad, and fucking this new Pyre, that game was like fucking garbage. Pyre, more like pile of shit. But hold your horses, because Game of the Century just got announced. I mean, I'll call it right now. Fucking The Last of Us 2. It's going to be it. It's Game of the Generation right there. It doesn't have to be out. It doesn't have to do anything. Just fucking call it The Last of Us 2. Forget it. It's done. It's in the fucking bag. They showed another fucking, just a pure fucking CG trailer. Fucking Ellie from fucking the first game playing a guitar, and that was about it, and fucking already people are fucking flipping their shit, and they're fucking, like, crying in fucking joy. It was, oh my god, The Last of Us 2, oh, fucking shiver me timbers. The Last of Us is okay. I mean, fucking, I thought it was okay, and, like, that's about it. Like, well, I'll never fucking understand these fucking lunatics that fucking act like it's, like, the best game ever made, or even, like, the best game of the fucking generation, best game of the year, none of that. Like, no, it was okay. It was, like, a fucking okay, like, you know, fucking Uncharted type game, just set in fucking whatever, like, post-apocalyptic, which I like, but it's fucking the way they did it, and it's fucking, like, this is really, again, this, like, cinematic, fucking heavy, like, so fucking, like, linear, just fucking, like, you know, like, it wants to be a movie type thing, and it's fucking not much freedom to it, and it's fucking, like, I don't know, it's rushing you along, it's, I don't know. Again, I just thought it was fucking pretty generic, and fucking, you know, a lot of fucking downtime that made it kind of boring to fucking play. The first time through, it was like, fucking, like, kind of slow, you know what I mean? It's kind of slow here. I'm kind of just fucking, it never really even picked up. It just fucking just kind of kept the same pace, like, the whole way through, pretty much. And I'm fine. I tried playing it a fucking a second time through after that first time. Like, maybe I'm fucking missing something here. And just fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe just fucking, I think, you know, somebody was fucking with me when I was fucking playing it, and they, you know, fucking whatever, you know, just fucking passing the controller a couple times as we're fucking playing it, and fucking, like, talking about it and shit. Just fucking, like, maybe I fucking missed it. Maybe I just wasn't in the right mood. So I fucking try playing it again, and just fucking, I, by myself, like, fucking lights off type of deal, headphones on, just fucking, I couldn't fucking do it. I mean, I just get fucking bored within, like, a couple hours. Like, no, it's the same game, dude. It's just fucking bored. And fucking, I was bored the first time. I'm even fucking more bored the fucking second time. And yeah, that's just the problem with these fucking, you know, these super linear, fucking cinematic, fucking, you know, the story-driven games, like, you know, like Uncharted and shit. Just, you see it once, it's gonna be the same shit every fucking time you play through it. So it's just like, you know, why bother? Why bother playing through it again? It's fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I don't know. That just didn't fucking hit me, really. I don't know. I know it was fucking blasphemy for a lot of fucking gamers, but Last of Us is fucking, that's a pretty average game. Again, the sequel, I mean, I'll probably end up fucking playing it, and it's probably going to be a fucking decent game. It's just fucking brace yourself for the fucking retards, you know, whipping themselves up into a fucking, you know, hype frenzy about how it's going to be a fucking life-changing experience, and fucking building fucking altars to fucking, like, video game characters, and, you know, just saying, it could be a fucking complete fucking pile of dog shit, you know what I mean? But if as long as the fucking, you know, the graphics are good, it looks fucking pretty, it's, you know, it's gonna get fucking, you know, tens game of the year, fucking greatest fucking invention by fucking humans awards, because fucking, you know, Naughty Dog and fucking PlayStation, like, that's why. And just, like, I don't know, you know, game critics that want to be fucking movie reviewers, and fucking, you know, I'm already fucking sick to my stomach just thinking about it. Just fucking, again, it'll probably be decent, but it's fucking just like, dude, like, It's like fucking the amount of fucking praise like that. It's fucking just like that caliber of game is fucking like just certain ones. You just kind of step back. It's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like just getting people like it. That's fine. It's fucking just like the amount of fucking praise it gets. It's just kind of uneven, I'd say. But anyway, that's PSX, folks. Pretty fucking predictable garbage there. That's what you get. And you know what else is fucking predictable garbage? Me talking about more Mega Man, because I'm going to talk about Mega Man 6. So, there you go. If you didn't see that coming, well, I got news for you. It's coming. Yeah, I know. But I played 6 fucking games in the Legacy Collection, so... just talking about the Legacy, the Mega Man Legacy Collection in general. I mean, fucking, you know, initially I was fucking holding off buying the game, and, you know, when it first came out, was fucking, I'm just looking at it, just fucking, why are there fucking only 6 games, you know what I mean? There's a shit ton of fucking Mega Man games, why only these 6? It's fucking, it was like $20, which I think when it first came out was fucking like... decent price, but fucking like, oh, 6 old games for fucking $20, and fucking, but on the other hand, it's like, dude, they are like fucking 6 full fucking games now. The games that would have fucking cost like $50, $60, whatever, back in the day. So, think about that, you fucking ungrateful fucks. Just back, you know, someday these fucking $60 games that are coming out now, they're gonna be in a fucking collection of fucking 6, you know what I mean? And people are gonna be, oh, was this fucking old garbage, you know? And fucking just, why am I gonna pay fucking $20 for that? These fucking old Last of Us 2, what a piece of shit, and just, you know what I mean? But I already paid more than $5 for that. It'll happen, but yeah, so it is fucking 6 full fucking Mega Man games I played through, so. So part 6, fucking Jason Lives. I played it. I don't fucking remember. I just fucking played it like fucking whatever less than a few days ago. I fucking went through it and just played it. Don't remember a hell of a lot about it. So I mean that should tell you something at this point. I talked about it before. I mean the NES games, they're pretty fucking similar. Fucking, you know, different stages, bosses, and fucking, you know, the tweaks they do here and there. But just the biggest thing that sticks out in 6 is they changed up your powers, or fucking, you know, your, not the boss weapons, but, you know, they had like the rush fucking powers before, like the rush fucking spring or whatever, the rush fucking jet, all that shit. Before it'd just be like you know, in the other 1 through 5, I don't think it was in, it might have been 1, I forget. Again, I got all fucking mixed up, but, you know, but most of them are just fucking, it's like a, you select them like you would, like, any boss weapon. It's, you know, it's got its own, the powers, they have their own fucking energy bar and shit. And you have to, you know, call in your fucking robot dog buddy and fucking, you know, works, you know, fucking for... you know, he'd be fucking help you spring up to jump higher, or fucking turn into a jet so you could fucking fly across the screen to get over gaps, or fucking avoid like spikes, all that shit. So you'd have to fucking, like, if you use him enough, it's fucking just like, you know, his energy bar drains down, and you gotta fucking like switch to that ability and pick up like the refills like you would like any other fucking Mega Man weapon, you know. But yeah, in 6 they fucking changed it, so you don't have to fucking refill them. I mean, they're unlimited, but instead of fucking filling up like you would the fucking the weapons, they're just on a cooldown. So, you know, no, instead of a fucking, even they get rid of, like, the spring that fucking, you know, is pretty much, like, what lets you fucking jump high and shit, just fucking, instead they give you a jetpack, which, that's pretty fucking cool, you know, it's fucking, it's like a jetpack you can fuck around with, like, whenever, you know, and just, it reminds me of fucking the ones from fucking Halo or fucking, like, Red Faction Guerrilla, where it's real, like, momentum-based, like, it's not just fucking, like, straight, like, fucking, you know, press the button and fucking jump. It's not just like a higher jump or like whatever. It's just, you know, there's some trickiness to it where, you know, it takes a second for it to fully charge up before you get the boost and fucking gives you enough lift where you can fucking start going. And so yeah, almost like, I don't know, like Lunar Lander or fucking Biohazard. I think those are the fucking names of the games. I don't know, I suck at those games. But yeah, just fucking, you know, there's a couple tough spots where you really have to, like, feather the fucking button and, you know, feather the fucking jetpack around and fucking, you know, go, like, drop and then fucking, you know, spikes on the floor, spikes on the fucking ceiling. You fucking, like, really get to, like, feather it and get good at fucking doing it. It's pretty fucking cool. And, you know, it took me a while to fucking get used to that. I mean, I fucking died quite a few times trying to get it right. I was just fucking pretty cool and fucking different how they did that. Again, just fucking, like, the example of just, you know, how they're looking at shit, how they deal with the fucking different parts of the game and fucking, like, it's like, yeah, the six games are kind of the same, but they're evolving and trying different shit out. It's just kind of cool to look at. So, I mean, the collection overall, fucking the Legacy collection, it's pretty good. It's fucking great. Again, I wouldn't suggest fucking playing all the games fucking back to back like that. You can get fucking burnt out on them, but they're still fucking really fun, except fucking that few spots in fucking part four, which are fucking driving me nuts. But other than that, fucking pretty good fucking set of games. There's some extras on there, you know, fucking shitload of artwork. I mean, that they use for fucking reference. I kind of touched on this before. Yeah, that's the one area where I can fucking look at the art and fucking, you know, he has like the drawing, fucking the hand drawn, fucking like production art they went by to make like the sprites and the fucking levels and all that. I look at that and then I fucking, you know, look at the 8-bit fucking pixel representations. It's fucking like, I like the 8-bit fucking shit way better. It's just because it's not all fucking chibi anime fucking garbage. And yeah, come to think about it, this probably why of, or one reason why at least, if I can, you know, I gravitate towards like the NES more than like the SNES or like the 16-bit systems in general. Just fucking, at that point, I was like, once the graphics got more detailed and they could get closer to fucking like, oh, we're trying to make a fucking anime looking game. And it's fucking like once the games actually started looking like fucking more like an anime game than fucking just like a bunch of pixels, it's fucking just, gross, you know? I mean, I can do like cartoony sometimes, like whatever, or fucking, or, you know, pixel art fucking that looks the same. It's just like, you know, it's just like you look at like the NES games, like whatever, and fucking, you know, the art for, you know, for realistic graphics or like cartoon graphics, I mean, fucking a lot of them is fucking, you can't really tell. I mean, they all just kind of look the same. You couldn't tell if they're trying to make something realistic or fucking cartoony. It's just fucking, it's like, oh, that's the best they can do either way, really. I mean, fucking, Mario could be someone trying to do a fucking, just like a realistic looking, like, you know, fat Italian dude. It's like, you can't really tell, you know what I mean? And then you head up to like the 16-bit and it's fucking like, oh, I mean, you can't tell. It's supposed to be like something, you know what I mean? Just a fucking like cartoon. It's just fucking like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, you know, I don't know. That's the one good thing about like the old school 8-bit. It's like fucking like, well, like what's fucking Contra? Is it supposed to be like a cartoony shit, cartoony looking thing? Like if you fucking remade it today, would it be like anime? Which they kind of did. Fucking was that Hardcore Uprising or whatever. It's fucking like, I didn't really care for the look of that. But it's fucking just like, you look at the 8-bit one, it's fucking like, this could be like representative fucking like, you know, like a realistic fucking like 80s action movie fucking, or it could be like cartoony anime like G.I. Joe shit. Like, you don't really know. There's no distinction. Like, that's the ceiling. And I kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like you said about fucking seeing Mega Man and fucking the Marvel versus Capcom 4 fucking trailer thing. So yeah, he looks fucking creepy. Like when you fucking like make him like all like high res, like realistic, like, bring it back, settle down. He could be fucking like the fucking the Mega Man 1 box art. Like it could just be like a fat dude and a fucking fat fucking 40-year-old in a fucking like suit, you know? So I can relate to that, you know? I could relate it when I was a fat little kid. I could relate to that. Or now as a fat fucking 40-year-old, it's like it looks the same on the NES, you know? But there's also on the collection, going back to the actual game, and there's also a bunch of challenges there. I mean, they're basically just fucking remix levels of the main games where there's You know, they cut out sections and they put you on a timer to it's not really like a countdown timer. They give you all the time you want, but it's fucking just like, all right, we're gonna time you, go fucking do these challenges. And they give you medals based on how fast you can go through the levels. I played a couple of them, but it's fucking like at that point it's like, I'm kind of like burned out. I'm fucking playing these fucking Mega Man games and. Plus, you know, it's all just kind of like revolving around like fucking speed running type of shit, and I don't really care for fucking speed running. So there's that too. So that's it. All the fucking NES Mega Man games in the books. They're done. I reviewed the collection up on gruntfreepress.com. So go read that, and there you go. So Mega Man X. I'm kidding. But more Capcom games, so fuck you. Resident Evil 6 sucks, right? Am I right, Internet? No, it's actually pretty fucking awesome. I just played through fucking Resident Evil 5. I mean, that was good. It was just fucking just my thing with that. It's just fucking like it's kind of just like one note and fucking just gets repetitive. It's just kind of like arena shooter type of deal. I mean, I played 4 maybe a year ago or so, and that game's obviously a fucking masterpiece. So, just 6 is fucking different. It just kind of tries to split the difference between 4 and 5. So it's like, you know, you can still play it by yourself, and when you do that, it still feels like a fucking real single player game, and not like, you know, it's not like it's obviously fucking co-op. You're fucking babysitting the AI and like 5 did type of deal. And but, you know, but it still takes a lot of shit from fucking 5. Like, you're buying skills instead of, you know, you're not buying, like, ammo and health and shit. You know, you're buying fucking skills with points you earn from fucking, you know, killing enemies. They drop fucking, like, point things, and you pick them up, and it kind of takes 5 and just, like, expands on that control scheme where you can move and shoot, and, like, dive and shit. I mean, you're not moving and shooting, like, a lot. It doesn't turn into, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, you know, a straight up like fucking third person like run and gun type of thing. But so you can fucking slide around the ground, you can fucking take cover behind walls and shit like that. And again, it is still fucking a game you can play fucking completely in co-op if you wanted to. I mean, you always do characters, but it's not just like as like in your face of just fucking like, you have to like give the other person ammo and like tell them what to do. It's like they'll do their own fucking thing, and you can just play by yourself and not think about it for a second that there's fucking somebody else near you. It's a lot more fucking ambitious than fucking 5. Like, you know, they do a Pulp Fiction kind of thing where the game's split up into 4 smaller, like, separate games that you have to, there's just, like, you know, 4 chapters or whatever. They all have different fucking playable characters, and they all kind of feel different, and for the most part, they're unique, but they'll fucking, like, intertwine at some sections, so, you know, you're getting, like, 4 parts of, you know, they're all connecting to the same fucking story, I guess, to the bigger picture story by, you know, get the full picture by playing through all of them. And it lets you play through them in any order you want, and fucking, you know, as you're getting those skill points, you're upgrading your skills, you can, anything you unlock, you can carry over to, like, the other characters that you're playing, so, I'm just going in the order of how the game fucking lists them. So, I went through the first two stories, or let's go call them fucking chapters or whatever. So the first chapter is fucking Leon Kennedy from fucking Resident Evil 4, and the gameplay is more or less like a sequel to 4, you know, which is fucking lots of variety to the action, plenty of fucking like quick time events and shit. It's fucking pretty like action horror type, and your partner is some broad who we don't know who the fuck she's supposed to be. She doesn't have much of a fucking personality, but whatever. And just you know, you start off in a college, and Well, I mean, actually, the game does this fucking, does that fucking bullshit where it fucking just starts you out in fucking the middle of the fucking game and just fucking like, ah, throws you in like before even like, you know, the main fucking menu, fucking any of it. Just fucking, it's like, oh, here's fucking, isn't this fucking clever? Just fucking, here's like, you know, throw you into fucking like a firefight and all this shit and you have to fucking get through it. And then it goes to the main menu afterwards and like flashes back and. Don't do that. Don't do that fucking shit. Especially for a fucking PC game where I had to, you know, fuck with the settings and all that shit. Just stop it. You know, I know you think you're being fucking unique and fucking clever, but it's a fucking pain in the ass. I'm just fucking like, I want to see, you know what I mean? I want to fucking set my fucking aspect ratio and my fucking graphic settings. And I'm just like, dude, I'm fucking just like, dude, what am I doing? Why? I was like, if I fuck with something, it's like, oh, you got to restart the game. You fucking restart it and fucking just like, oh, back. Yeah, it's like, dude, I have to sit through all this shit again. Don't do that. But yeah, fucking a college filled with fucking zombies, huh? Fucking some social commentary or what? I don't know. But from there, just fucking the story gets fucking like bonkers, like more fucking bonkers than usual, even for fucking Resident Evil. You know, you end up in fucking China, you get fucking, you know, whole fucking massive cities being infected and. There's driving sequences you got to go through and like fucking like highways and shit, pretty bad ones. I mean, you end up fighting a fucking boss with the lightning rod and fucking lightning is like striking him and shit. Pretty fucking epic in scope. I like that as fucking, you know, an escalation from where they're at, where you know the Resident Evil games usually go. I mean the whole fucking. You know, they usually do, oh, you know, the thread of fucking, you know, you're in like a little town or fucking whatever, pretty localized and fucking, it's just like the threat is fucking like, oh, you know, the corporation's gonna unleash a fucking virus on the world, but it's like, you know, you're in fucking mansions and fucking labs and shit, little villages or like castles, just fucking. Then, like, 6 goes fucking all out, just fucking, you know, globe-trotting, fucking large-scale action movie, just fucking craziness, as far as, like, dude, it's fucking, like, just turned up to fucking, like, 11, like, you know what I mean, it's fucking just, like, nuts, like, does not care at all, just fucking goes for it, and, you know, the downside to that is it doesn't feel as, like, you know, focused or as polished as the other ones, again, going back, you know, it's almost like a fucking, you know, an Uncharted or something like that, where, you know, you're seeing all this different shit, and they want you to play through all these different types of, like, scenarios and shit, but, the gameplay just, like, it just, because it's trying to do a bunch of different things, it's just like, the gameplay can't be that fucking flexible for what they want to do, so, you know, you get a lot of cutscenes, a lot of fucking on-rail sections, but it's still fun, I mean, it's fucking nuts, and, you know, in a bad movie way, type of deal is fucking just like, you know, the series, you know, this is like, oh, people like complained about that again. It's fucking like, oh, it was bad, fucking cheesy. But it's like, dude, the series, dude, if you fucking took any of those games seriously, you're a fucking idiot. I don't know what to tell you. But the series has always been fucking B movie, fucking cheesy, and fucking, this is just like another level, like disaster movie, like B level fucking disaster movie is fucking ridiculous and it's fucking pretty cool. I just, you know, and even though fucking 6 is fucking bigger and slicker and fucking, you know, it seems bigger budget in some ways, other ways not, like whatever, it just still got that fucking awful, like cringy fucking dialogue, just a bunch of real fucking stupid shit happening, and again, I mean that in like a good way, I was just fucking like, this is fucking like really dumb and fucking like whatever, it's pretty good, and the chapters are long too, like fucking way longer than you'd fucking expect, it doesn't feel like it's fucking like, oh, they took like one game and they chopped it up to make, you know, into 4 pieces to fucking just like make it seem like longer. It's like, yeah, it feels like this could be like fucking 4 separate games, like completely. And, you know, it's like I did Leon's fucking story and fucking Chris's story. And it's like both of them are like fucking like, oh, like 6-7 hours a piece. And it's a big fucking game, you know? And then, yeah, so Chris's chapter or story, whatever the fuck. It feels more like part 5, more like straightforward action, you know, more on the action side than fucking horror. I mean, fucking, it's like action, fucking monster, fucking shooting, like whatever. So yeah, it's kind of like what 5 was, I guess. What I do find fucking odd, though, when I remember thinking this when I fucking first played the game too, when it was new. You know, it's more action there. They give you like a shit ton of fucking weapons and fucking enemies to shoot, and you know, some areas I think it's just fucking like endless. Like the enemies just fucking like keep coming until you fucking like whatever, it's run off or whatever. So, you know, they throw a ton of fucking enemies at you, give you like, you know, I'll have like fucking like half a dozen different fucking guns in my inventory, and fucking, you know, there's only like one or two shots left in each fucking weapon. It just seems weird, like fucking way more fucking restrictive on like ammo and shit than Leon's campaign. And you'd figure it'd be the fucking opposite of fucking, you know, they're doing like the, you know, action fucking military fucking, military war hero, like whatever, like that type of deal. They figure they'd fucking load you up with fucking ammo and shit and just fucking let you go to town. But I, with fucking Chris, I ended up having to fucking rely on fucking melee attacks like constantly, and, you know, I ended up killing the fucking last boss with my fucking knife because I had no fucking ammo for anything. I was like, dude, I have like one fucking whatever sniper rifle shot or something. It's fucking like, oh, I'm just fucking running up to him and fucking hitting him with my fucking knife and see what happens. And I actually remember that being a fucking issue when I played it like the first time too. So it's not just me fucking sucking, being a fucking old man, too old to play fucking games. That might have something to do with it, but I remember doing the same exact thing when I fucking first played it. So that's two of the four stories or fucking chapters complete, and I think this so far, I mean, fucking, I think the game is fucking really fun. It's, you know, it's about as good as a job as they could have done to you know, bring together like 4 and 5. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's just like a fucking balls out fucking over the top fucking finale for like that era of fucking, you know, the Resident Evil games. You know, just pretty cool. I mean, fucking dumb, yep, but it's fucking cool as shit. And I still don't get the fucking internet outrage over it, like fucking, oh, you know, this is where they fucking strayed too far from the fucking, whatever, the older fucking, you know, PS1, like, retarded fucking tank controls, and fucking like, oh, now it's not pure survival horror or some shit. It's like, dude, they're all fucking action games, like, at their heart, like, all of them, you know what I mean? Fucking just, you know, 4, 5, and 6, I mean, you know, they all just, it's like a trilogy, like they all fucking complement each other and fucking play off each other really, really well. I mean, 4 is obviously the fucking best one. I mean, that's just fucking so like singular, just fucking like, dude, this is fucking just like ridiculously fucking just like focused and level design, all that's just fucking amazing in 4. But after 4, I think fucking, I think 6 is better than fucking 5, so I don't know, fucking more numbers. Yeah, you can tell me your favorite number by, you can email podcast@gruntfreepress.com. You can go to gruntfreepress.com to drive up my numbers. And as for your old friend Absolute Deicide, Dead Rising 4 is out today? Question mark? Because dude, I fucking, hey, more Capcom. How do you like that? I say it's supposed to be out, because I fucking tried looking all week. Like, isn't fucking Dead Rising supposed to be out? And just like, can't find it anywhere. Not on fucking, I'm trying to look to fucking preload it, fucking whatever, and just yeah, not on fucking, I couldn't find it to fucking preload on Steam or on fucking Windows, like whatever. It's fucking like, dude, what's going on? It's like no advertisement anywhere. It's fucking, I don't know. But it's, I check, it's on the fucking the Windows Store, not on Steam. I mean, sure, it'll be on fucking Steam eventually, but whatever. I'll buy it on fucking whatever I can get, like right now. As soon as I get the fuck off, I'll start downloading it. But there's also some new Pinball FX tables coming out today that sound fucking incredible, all based on fucking Bethesda games. Skyrim, fucking Fallout, and Doom. And it's fucking just the concept of fucking, hey, Doom Pinball. Like, whoa, why'd it take so long for fucking that to happen? So I want to check that out too. So I'll tell you next week if I can, you know, if I can resist the urge to fucking kill myself until then. Yeah, can you do the same? I won't blame you. I'm not going to blame you either way. Anyway, Absolute Deicide signing off for gruntfreepress.com.